In today's lesson, we're still exploring PROACT, problems, objectives, alternatives, consequences, and trade-offs. And specifically, we're going to talk about consequences. So by now, you've defined your problem, structured your objectives, established a set of alternatives. Now it's time to look at how each alternative satisfies your objectives. In other words, you need to lay out the consequences of each alternative and what effect it would have on your objectives. If you do this well, often your decision is obvious. But something you really got to think about is be sure you really understand the consequences of your alternatives before you make that choice. Some things to think about when you're describing the consequences is that they need to have the appropriate accuracy, completeness, and precision. In other words, you don't want to describe the consequences inaccurately or wrong. You want to make sure you include all the pertinent information or have a complete set of consequences. And you don't want an imprecise description of the consequences. In other words, a vaguely defined idea of what the consequences of that alternative is. So well-defined consequences are going to lead to that smart choice we're trying to seek. One way of doing this is establishing a consequence table. The best way to start this is to mentally put yourself into the future. Imagine that you have chosen the alternative and ask yourself, are you happy with the result? To help you do this, you need to create a description of the consequences of each alternative. Gather your facts, do what you have to do to understand the pros and cons of each alternative or the consequences of each alternative. Now you need to check this description against the list of objectives that you had established previously. A lot of times when you do this, you'll find objectives that you might have missed, so you'll need to fill in the gaps. Did you discover any previously unstated objectives as you started filling out the consequences? At this point, we're still trying to get our facts together. We don't want to fill out a table with unnecessary data, so let's look at our alternatives, and if they're clearly inferior, let's eliminate them. And a good way to do that is by playing King of the Mountain and comparing pairs. Make a list of the pros and cons, establish a king to start out with arbitrarily, and compare that king to one other alternative. If the alternative emerges as clearly superior, eliminate the other one. Otherwise, keep them both, retain the king, and continue comparing them against other alternatives. You'll continue to do that. In the end, if only one alternative remains, it's the obvious selection. However, in many cases, you're going to end up with more than one alternative. So organize those remaining alternatives into the consequence table. So you've eliminated a lot of the work by doing this King of the Mountain routine. In your consequence table, the objectives will be listed down the left side and the alternatives across the top, like is in this example. In each cell, write a really short, concise description of the consequence that each alternative will have on a given objective, because you're probably going to have more than one objective. Make sure that as you're writing these out, you're consistent in your terminology, so it's just easier to read. Then compare the alternatives. This is just a really nice table that will concisely and orderly format your alternatives so that you can easily compare alternatives objective by objective. It will also force you to bring together all your data about the alternatives, imposing some discipline to get your objectives and the consequences in a single precise framework. Because if you can't visualize it, if you can't see it, then it's going to be very hard to make your decision. Again, it's just imposing discipline. A few tips on how you might go about describing the consequences, some ways to figure out what the consequences are if you're not really sure. Suggestions are try before you buy. Seek out ways to experience the consequences. For example, if you're interested in buying a car, maybe go rent one for a weekend. Try before you buy. You want to use common scales to describe your consequences. Include both intangible as well as tangible consequences. So don't use feet and inches for one alternative and meters for another alternative. You want to be able to compare apples to apples. Don't rely only on hard data. A lot of times things aren't easily described by a hard data. You can choose scales that are relevant regardless of the availability of hard data, We've all seen the 7-point scale where we start at very dissatisfied to very satisfied. Those are subjective scales that you can use. A through F for grades, good, fair, poor. Those are the type of scales that you might want to choose if hard data, hard numbers are not available. Make the most of the available data, but if the data is not available, use your best judgment, best guess, best logic. There is information out there, you just may not be able to precisely define it, but you should include those items in your consequence table. Seek the advice of experts. Use it wisely when seeking the judgment of others. Make sure you understand the consequences that they project and how they derive them, and make sure that that applies to you as well. I said use common scales, but also choose scales that reflect the appropriate level of precision. If you're looking at millions of dollars, you wouldn't want to do something to the penny. An example might be choose a round number and that add or subtract a percentage from that. 33,475 seems very precise and maybe too precise. A more accurate or reflective measure may be 33,000 plus or minus 10%. If there's a major uncertainty, address it head on. Address a major uncertainty head on. We will talk later about how to do that in latter chapters. If it's a minor uncertainty, you can always represent it with an estimate. So we talked today about consequences and how to describe them accurately and completely and precisely. We've also talked about how to build a consequence table by paring down the information to those things that really need to be represented in the consequence table, by mentally putting yourself in the future and playing King of the Hill to eliminate those objectives that are clearly inferior. We've looked at the ways of describing and things to think about when describing the consequences. Try before you buy, common scales. Don't rely on hard data only. Make the most of available data, use your experts wisely, and choose scales that are appropriate in their precision. And we'll talk about addressing major concerns in latter chapters.